Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Good morning, everybody. Dermot Whelan here, sitting in for Oliver once again. It is Wednesday, the 17th of September. I'm with you until 10 o'clock. Let us know what you're thinking in the usual way. Today, you can text 51551 and you can WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32 or send longer thoughts by email to oliver@rte.ie. Sure, look it. We have a great show for you this morning. Shortly going to be talking about The Traitors. This week's binge is over. Three episodes gorged over three nights. And we're like the fattened goose if geese sat on the couch eating biscuits, roaring at the telly. But sadly, it is gruel for us until Sunday, which seems very far away when the next episode is on. To tide you over, though, we have a traitor's treat for you this morning. Last night's evictees, yes, more than one from the castle, will tell us all. And that includes that particular evictee. If you know, you know. And if you're watching on catch up, we will warn you ahead of time to avoid any spoilers. And then we're going to be chatting to two female comics about the ridiculous rituals involved in getting home after a night out. Plus the acclaimed cellist, Patrick Dexter, who went global from outside his humble cottage. But listen, what a fantastic day yesterday we had at the Ploughing. Were you there? Was it fun? Are you heading there today? Is it in your plans for the week? Let us know. 51551. We just had a ball, I have to say. In the world we live in these days, you know what? My God, we need these things. We need things like the Ploughing. We're all so caught up in global events these days. I think it's just so wonderful to immerse ourselves in something so wonderfully Irish, local, and unique to us, like the Ploughing. It's special. It's just one of those wonderful Irish things that on the face of it is weird, but just strangely works. You know what I mean? Like garlic and cheese chips. Weird, shouldn't work, but it's Irish and it does. Brown bread ice cream. Midnight mass that starts at 8 o'clock. Telling someone to come here and go away in the same sentence. Supporting Irish sports teams by singing a Spanish ole ole ole. Putting traffic lights on roundabouts. Actually, scrap that one. That's just a stupid idea and it never worked and never will. But the rest of those things, just like the Ploughing, show us that we are a wonderfully special country and we are inclusive and we are joyful and we are mad about guessing how much a pig weighs and we love walking into tents that literally have nothing inside them. And thank you to all our wonderful guests who joined us yesterday on the show. Pat Short was as funny and energetic as ever. And my God, you know what? That lad has the absolute patience of a saint. Everyone thinks they're his best friend when they meet them. If you just walk around them, it's absolutely chaotic. It's just wall-to-wall selfies. And that was just our production team. We had great tunes from Kilbeggan family, The Rafters. That's Rafter with a W. Traitors star Mark White was in doing selfies with everybody. Very generous, very sound lad. Rugby star Alan Quinlan, one of my Munster heroes, was with us. But my highlight of the day was taking on All-Ireland winner and Ireland's fittest family star, Davy Fitz, in a hang tough challenge where you basically have to hang off a bar for as long as possible. You stand on a box, then they take the box out and you're left hanging there. It sounds easy, okay? And in fairness, for any of the kids who tried it, it was. I mean, they could do it in their sleep. But anyone over 40, different story. It was just a chorus of, oh God, that's painful. Oh, my rotator cuff. Dear God. And not one to brag, but I will on this occasion. I beat Davy Fitz, lads. I bet him. He lasted a minute and a half with a healthy dose of cheating, it has to be said. And I managed to 2 minutes of hanging off the bar. The record, if you're curious, was set by a child who hung there for 7.5 minutes. Very impressive, but I do take some comfort that in about 35 years, that same child won't be able to look into the backseat of their car without pulling a muscle in their neck. They'll find themselves waking up saying things like, what is going on with my shoulder? And they'll need three physios and an osteopath just to put conditioner in their hair. It's all ahead of you, kids. Keep stretching, for the love of God. If you are wondering about how engaged our young people are politically in a world of constant Roblox and K-pop demon hunters, fear not, because Adam from the team here overheard a lovely comment yesterday, a lovely moment with a gang of 14-year-old teenage boys where they all said excitedly to each other, "Yeah, let's go to the Fine Gael tent." And off they scampered. I hope it lived up to their expectations. But I have to say, I only saw two political tents. I saw the Fianna Fáil, the Fine Gael tents, and they were absolutely rammed. Politics is alive and well at the Ploughing, that is for sure. One of the most popular tents, incidentally, possibly the most, is the TikTok tent at the Ploughing. Yes, TikTok have a tent. I would love to tell you what's in there, but it was so mobbed, we couldn't get in. So you'll have to go and find out for yourself. But, you know, from gammy shoulders to other ailments, the latest studies out today, looking at the things doing the rounds, show that man flu may actually be real. Well, according to us men, that is, 2/3 of men questioned in a large scale survey say yes, they are regularly struck down by cold and flu far worse than their partner. But you'll never guess what the women surveyed said. 70% of you believe your partner exaggerates about how ill he is. With 2/3 of women in the study admitting they become irritated when their other half is under the weather. Their biggest complaints concerned constant moaning, endless sniffing and coughing, and, well, acting, quote, a bit pathetic. How very dare they? You know, we can't win as men these days. One minute we're meant to be vulnerable, open, empathetic feeling machines, and then next we're supposed to be tough, stoic, pain-denying warriors. It's just confusing for our little brains. But maybe the evidence doesn't go in our favour and we are actually a bunch of ninnies, as my mother used to say. According to the story in the Irish Daily Mail today, the same survey revealed that men take more sick days on average a year. I did not know this. 5 a year compared to 4 for women. However, in our defence, it has emerged from a Harvard study, I see, that men are hospitalised more often for the flu than women. Apparently, it has to do with your testosterone levels as men. Men with the highest levels of testosterone tend to have the lower antibody response, which makes for a more severe flu. So there. It is real. And clearly, after my manly performance against Davy Fitz at the Ploughing, I'd better get the flu jab this winter. Were any of you Wham and George Michael fans in the past? Because I'm going to be going along to my second George Michael tribute act of the year. It's my thing in a couple of weeks' time. One of my best mates from school. I'm really looking forward to it. But here is the real deal. 51551 to get in touch. Off you go, George. Ah, good man. It's just great, George Michael, isn't he? I don't know what the new obsession for George Michael tribute acts is that I have developed over the last 18 months or so. But I've discovered they're kind of like, you know, pints of Guinness, in that you can spend a lot of time wandering around looking for the perfect one, looking for the perfect George Michael tribute act, the one that moves like him, the one that sings like him. But that's a great one from his album Faith, of course. And do you remember actually when that album came out, he was like, it was scandalous. He was wearing a leather jacket. He was like wild and edgy compared to his existence in Wham. When you think of what goes on now, your average Cardi B video, how innocent we were, lads. 51551 to get in touch with the show. Don't be going anywhere, because coming up after the break, the two recent evictees from the Traitor Castle.